From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to develop and implement an air service incentive program within the guidelines established through the Federal Aviation Administration and to enter into agreements with airlines wishing to utilize incentive funds commencing January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2017.
Senator Wyszyn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of item 13.
All right. We've got a motion to approve. Ms. Rose, you happy?
Very happy, sir.
You have any comments about it?
No, sir.
Any quick comments from the committee?
Can we get a little explanation?
Can we get a little explanation?
I'll start and you take it up. It's interesting, these programs across the country, some airports have adopted, some airports have not, but they're becoming a little more popular. And we were not in that game for many years because we had superior air service. And so we didn't have to particularly incentivize it because we had the Midwest hub, then became the Frontier hub, and of course AirTran came in and started their hub. So we were in Nirvana for many years there with not only excellent air service but with good low airfares. But that changed. And as a result, our number of cities served have dropped. And of course, we are getting a lot of comment from the community about some of those cities. Anecdotes don't always fill up an airplane, but data does. And we have a wealth of data that we can provide to airlines to hopefully kickstart some of the air service. So Pat Rowe, our Director of Marketing, Community Relations, and Air Service Development, has been working on this for some time and in consultation with other airports, too, to see what they've done. And I'll let you describe the program.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay. Excuse me. In the year 2000, 10 airlines controlled about 90% of the domestic airline passenger capacity, while in 2014, it looks like U.S. Airways and American will be merging, and our nation will be down to 4 airlines controlling about 90% of the passenger capacity, which Mitchell, by the way, has all 4 of those airlines, and we are the only airport in Wisconsin and Illinois that has all 4 of the major domestic carriers at our airport. The remaining airlines, the 4, are retrenching to the large hubs, and they are focused on those hubs because that's where they can get top dollar for their airline seats. And as a result, many medium-sized markets such as Milwaukee, and in addition to Milwaukee, Memphis, and many others are being de-hubbed and have experienced a reduction in flights and cities served. And as a result, we, the airport, would like your approval to initiate an air service development program. These programs are governed by FAA regulations, and the intent is to jumpstart service on a route that isn't served now out of Milwaukee by helping the airline mitigate some of its costs and by marketing the service on behalf of the airline. Our program would prioritize cities based on travel demand, and it would offer a combination of fee waivers for the airlines and the expenditure of marketing funds to promote the new nonstop service.
Question.
Question would be, are the specifics of this incentive program, those are all delineated by the FAA, or did we develop that's what the incentive level should be? I guess I'm interested in whether this is going to be the new kind of arms race between airports. Are we going to see, you know, Illinois, are they going to be offering bigger incentives, trying to, or how's this, what's this going to lead to, or is everybody on the same, they can only offer the same incentive, or what? Where is this?
The federal, pardon me, the federal regulations, simply outline the policy of the program, but it's up to the individual airports to propose what they believe within, pretty much within the guidelines of what other airports are offering, what they propose would be the best combination of fee waivers and marketing dollars. There are many other air service incentive programs in effect now at other airports throughout the country, and we have reviewed all of those programs, and our program falls pretty closely within the offerings that those other airports have. Not every airport offers these, and some airports have been successful in gaining new air service with the incentive program. Others have not had any new service added as yet.
So who did we model ourselves after? Those who were successful, or just the average, or what? I mean,
We're modeled after airports close to our size that have had successful air service incentive programs. Our dollar amounts and our proposed waivers are very comparable.
Okay. See how it goes.
All right. Supervisor Dresden.
I do remember this when we talked about budget, and we specifically talked about getting more information here, which is what we're doing. Are we authorizing with this resolution your ability to create the incentive program, and then when you have a potential user of this incentive, you're going to bring it back, or is this the only time we're going to be approving the incentive? What's the intent here?
As this report is written, it authorizes the program as well as authorizes the airport director to enter into an air service incentive agreement with an airline.
So this is it. This is really our approval. And you know, this is public-private, I guess, in a way, trying to get more service at Mitchell, which is usually a good thing, although I want to point out those of us on the ground who experience, traffic in overhead are paying a price. And there's also the whole issue of land use around the airport. I mean, we're starting to see more and more parking lots with fees that we approved, which I assume will pay into some of these incentive programs. The $200,000 that came from the budget basically is not tax levy, but it is from other sources, including, I believe, these parking revenues that were recently approved. So, I'm all for public-private. I think there's a place for it. But when we start talking about public-private and the private is for-profit, you're really adding the whole issue of public support of for-profit programs. And I guess I would like to know who is going to be benefiting from such programs. And yet I very much want to support Mitchell and becoming a viable airport and so on. It just concerns me a little bit that this is the only information we're getting on it.
Part of the FAA regulation of the program, the airline itself does not receive any funds from the airport. The incentive program is based on the waiver of fees that the airline would pay, for example, a landing fee, as well as marketing funds. The marketing funds go right to the advertising source. In other words, our funds would be expended at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or broadcast or other print advertising mediums. The money does not go directly to the airline.
Although we're taking care of some of their costs of doing business.
Right. We're investing in marketing funds that airlines on very slim margins these days are not able to put into advertising and marketing their services as they need to. And so we are putting our marketing dollars into help promote this service.
And this is to last for 3 years until 2017?
It goes through a four-year, at the end of 2017.
Okay, so counting 14 and 17, a four-year agreement.
Yes.
And I assume there'd be report back to this committee on the use of this. It's $200,000. I mean, it's not going to break the bank, obviously. It's something we're attempting to use. I'm inclined to approve it, but I do have some cautions, and I want you to be aware of those cautions, and I want you to be sensitive to them. I certainly want to take care of the health of Mitchell Field, but I think we're treading on some strange ground here. I guess the FAA has the guidelines that oversee what you can do. Of course, if there's these costs being provided for this incentive program, it's coming from other users within the airport, not just the Milwaukee County folks that give up parking space, et cetera. So, I mean, I'm sure the FAA guidelines, address what you can do in that.
Supervisor Hall, something else.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, I too share an interest in the success of the very vital airport. And my interest is also in knowing if a successful model would be followed in pursuing this program. It was asked earlier which programs would this be modeled after? Would it be? I don't think that the director and his staff would be pursuing the less successful models, but I just would like to have information before saying that there is supportive data and documentation that this has proven effective in other airports. And how much so? What's the return on investment, in short? That's my interest. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. If Ms. Rowe, Mr. Bateman, will you please get that information to the committee and also Mr. Hall, Supervisor Hall, excuse me, so we can make sure that everyone understands exactly how you came up with your analysis for that. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
And Ms. Rowe, will you please let the people of the south side of the airport know that you have changed your patterns, and they're coming further north and coming over my head. I can tell you what time they come to. All right. And can I get the home improvement windows and stuff, too?
Mr. Chair, could you also include the South Shore in that?
No. South Shore have been taken care of. I just want to make sure the North Side gets taken care of. All right. Thank you very much.
You said South Side.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm the South Shore.
I have 14.